The Anglo-Australian bush poet Harry Breaker Morant fought as a lieutenant in the South Australian Mounted Rifles Bushveld Carbineers in the Second Anglo-Boer War. He was court-martialed with six other officers and sentenced to die with one captain for the murder of some Boer civilians, including a German missionary. But it wasn't until 1907 that the Australian public was even made aware of the execution. They were outraged, for rumors had spread that the execution was carried out for political reasons. As a result, the government ensured that no Australian soldier would ever again be tried by the British military when the Great War came along. The night before he was shot, he wrote these words to a reverend. "We shot the Boers who killed and mutilated the best mate I ever had on this earth." And with that, he wrote his last poem titled "Butcher" to make a Dutchman's holiday.
In a prison cell, I sadly sit, a damned crestfallen chappy. And own to you, I feel a little bit unhappy. Now it ain't really the place nor time to reel off rhyme addiction, but yet we'll write a final rhyme while awaiting crucifixion. No matter what end they decide, quick lime or boiling oil, sir, we'll do our best when crucified to finish off in style, sir. Oh, the sun may shine, the rain may fall, the world roll round about. The kings, men and kings, horses all can e'er rub one thing out. Skies may darken, clouds will flit, troubles may gather and go. For my sweetheart loves me just a bit, and oh, I love her so. Parting tip, the sound advice of such men who come across in transport ships to polish off the Dutchman. And if you encounter any Boers, well, you really must not loot them. And if you wish to leave these shores, well, for pity's sake, don't shoot them. And if you'd earn a DSO, why, every British sinner should know the proper way to go is ask the Boer to dinner. Let's toss a bumper down our throat before we pass to heaven and toast the trim set petticoat we leave behind in Devon. Oh, the sun